doing wonderful, by the way. Ray Stoll, Alice Van Buren, and Skip Wills. We want to make sure that we keep our Marcia Eaton lifted up in prayer. Thank you for being here this morning, Marcia. Sharon Arnold with her broken arm. I understand she's doing well, starting physical therapy, but please keep her in your prayers. Let me see here. I'm glad I printed these off this morning. Ann Kaler's daughter, Becky. Anna Kaler's daughter, excuse me, Becky. She is growing in strength and just wishes our continued prayers. So we need to keep Ollie Rotman in our prayers. Ollie Rotman, last word I heard, she is being was transported by ambulance to Golden Valley Hospital, suffering and feeling quite weak. So please keep Ollie Rotman in your prayers. All right? Let us have a time of prayer now. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, even though it is hot, we can all find some reason to give you praise this day. We thank you for this opportunity, this worship service, that we can come together and give you praise, God. Many don't have this luxury, and we thank you, God. We thank you for those who took time to be here. We just ask for your powerful presence to be with us. All the names that were listed, and even more, Lord, that are suffering this day, we ask for your powerful presence to be with them, your healing presence. Give their families strength, Lord. For those of us who feel joy this morning, we give you praise as well. Help us remember as a church, Lord, to invite you to our parties. I believe you're a partying God, and we love you for that. Help us remember to invite you to our joy times when we celebrate life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. This morning, I'm going to be preaching from 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1. And if you want to get your Bibles out, whether it's a pew Bible or if you brought your own, and we're going to say this Bible pledge together, put your finger in 1 Peter. By the way, 1 Peter is kind of a difficult book to find. It's right after the book of James, one of my favorite books in the Bible, if that helps you out. And James is right after the book of Hebrews. You know, a couple was arguing about who should brew the coffee. You've heard that one, haven't you? And the wife says, the Bible says that the man should brew the coffee in the household. And he says, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that. She says, it's right there. And he says, well, find it for me. And she turned to this and she says, see, Hebrews. All right, if you are able, would you please stand with me this morning as we read this Bible dedication, I guess, maybe is a good word. Let's read this together. Hold your Bibles above your head if you're able to. Let's read this together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, please be seated. We're going to read the Scripture just a little bit later on in the sermon. If you have your sermon outline in your bulletin, I invite you to take that out today. Grab a pencil or pen. We're going to start with a movie clip this morning, and this morning's movie is taken from the movie Bruce Almighty. Wow, it is a funny, great movie. Of course, I like just about anything that Jim Carrey's in. I think we must, no, I won't even say that. I was going to say we must share humor, but I won't say that. But anyway, it is a great movie for youth and adults. You need to make sure you watch it before you allow children to see it in your household so that you can make that decision on your own. In this movie, Bruce is played by Jim Carrey. And he's a news reporter, and he just lost his job, as we begin to show the clip today. And when he gets home, this conversation ensues. And after the conversation, I want you to watch the signs as well. All right, just as an aside, that's not the main point. But it's kind of funny what he's praying for and what drives by him, okay? So Jim Carrey is a news reporter, and he just lost his job. And this conversation...